Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. Friday, January 24th, 2025. And podcasts, 1360khnc.com. Well, Donald Trump, he wants to end the war in the Gaza, in the Middle East, in Russia, with Ukraine. He is a peacemaker. He wants to end the conflict in Ukraine. There's a problem. And the problem is, well, he may bring a halt to that war, that conflict. But in the Middle East, I'm afraid he is interfering with prophecy. I'll explain in a second. But for now, Trump yesterday declared that this conflict in the Ukraine, he states that Putin shouldn't have done it. I mean, I'm not blaming only what Putin should have done, but he shouldn't have done it. It has to stop. Zelensky shouldn't have allowed this to happen either. You know, he's no angel. He shouldn't have allowed this war to happen. First of all, he's fighting a much bigger entity, okay? Much bigger. Well, this Ukrainian war with Russia, it has made Russia, her economy is thriving militarily. She has the industry is in full gear, and Russia, there's a prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. It is a war with certain nations, Turkey and a group within the region where Turkey sits, Iran or Persia. Out of North Africa, there will be Ethiopia and Libya, and a nation with the children of Meshach, and in a region called Magog. Before Reagan came to the presidency, there was the Soviet Union, Russia, and an assortment of other nations that made up the Soviet Union. I don't have the list of all the nations involved. Russia, when Reagan came to power, he told Russia to tear down the Berlin Wall. And what was it, late 80s, early 90s, the Soviet Union was disbanded. This was a prophecy that was fulfilled in the Bible in Ezekiel 38 and 39. This nation of Russia, which is a land, Magog, it will be a nation solo. It won't be a block of nations. It won't be the Soviet Union. It will be Russia alone. So this matter of the Soviet Union dissolving was a prophetic fulfillment, because Russia would be a nation along with Turkey, a few other nations in the region, Iran, ancient Persia. They would, in this war scenario in Ezekiel 38 and 39, they will jointly bring their armies to the nation of Jordan, and there they're going to attempt to go to war to occupy that region and attack Israel, and basically and really the objective is to take everything that Israel has to offer as a nation, agriculture, industry, etc. Russia could not fulfill that prophecy as long as they were a Soviet bloc or a group of nations. They couldn't do that. So in late 80s, early 1990, a prophecy was fulfilled. Russia would be a nation alone, but that nation would have to develop, begin, and at some point be a world power once again, alone, not with a collective, not with a group of nations, just alone. It occurred. But the nation, Russia, was financially shot. Their economy was, you might say, bottomed out. Reagan, there was a gentleman who went into, was given, I'm trying to think of his name, but he destroyed the Russian ruble, the power of the ruble, the value of the ruble. It was a Reagan operation, and it took place. It did occur. Then in the 90s, you have Bill Clinton with the Wall Street thugs and the wealthy of the West going into Russia and buying as much as they can of the Russian industry, corporations. And Clinton alone almost destroyed Russia. But there was just one faux pas that Clinton made. He promised Yeltsin that America would not attempt to spread NATO to the east in Eastern Europe. And Clinton, naturally, his lips were moving. And whenever his lips were moving, he's telling a lie. And he eventually decided to expand NATO into the territories adjacent to Russia in Eastern Europe. And Yeltsin, who was an alcoholic, realized that he had been duped, and he had one option only. Russia had to become great. Russia must be powerful. Clinton and Reagan almost destroyed Russia. But then Yeltsin made a great chess move just before he left office. And I'll return and I'll continue with the story. Again, this is The Present Truth. I'm the host, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modare Collagen, My Patriot Supply, Life Wave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hi, everybody. This is JD. Ever wonder how KHNC remains independently owned and uncensored? Especially in a time when the George Soroses of the world are buying up independently owned stations across the country in their bid to shut down AM talk radio. The reason we can remain independent is simple. It's because of listeners like you supporting this station by purchasing the great products we endorse and sell. Without your help, KHNC would most likely not be an independent radio station. You can support KHNC by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. There, you'll find all the great products we endorse and sell. It's never been easier to purchase these products, so go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
All right, so Russia, Ronald Reagan fulfilled a prophecy. And due to Ronald Reagan, the Soviet Union vaporized, and Russia was now on its own. And Ronald Reagan and Leo Wanta was an individual. I'm going to read a little bit about Leo Wanta to understand what is happening presently. Reagan tried to destroy Russia. The Clintons tried to destroy Russia during the Clinton administration. But the Bible says that Russia would become a great power and would be a protection for Turkey, nations in that vicinity to the north, in a protector for Iran, a protector for Ethiopia and Libya, because Russia has a destiny to be destroyed with these nations and these armies in the nation of Jordan. After Israel makes Jordan their territory, the nation of Jordan. Leo Wanta, Ronald Reagan, significant relationship. Wanta played a critical role in Reagan's intelligence operations, involved in secret task force, aimed at disrupting the Soviet economy during Reagan's presidency. And I remember Marilyn Barnwell, she met Wanta. She had had wrote a book, a paper, explaining how our government could take Russia down by destroying the ruble. And this is exactly what Wanta had done. And she found out about Wanta, and Wanta found out about her writing this article, and they became friends. I think she's in her late 80s now, if she's even alive. She became a biographer of Wanta, his involvement in the intelligence community, which began as a teenager. Reagan briefed Wanta, referred to him as his favorite junkyard dog. Wanta conducted intelligence operations in accordance with three separate executive orders implemented by Ronald Reagan. He was tasked with selling rubles at a discounted rate to countries owing money to the Soviet Union, which was a part of a broader strategy to financially destabilize the Soviet Union. This effort contributed to the fall of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War without military conflict. So this is a prophecy that took place, and the world doesn't really understand what happened. Russia would have to take her ship into the future solo. No support vessels. And Wanta brought that to pass. Then Wanta, he borrowed this money from the Reagan administration, and he paid the loan back. It was basically a loan. I forget how many, $200 million. I don't know, 20, 200, I can't remember. Wanta became a trillionaire. Legitimately, there is a lawsuit still pending. Leo Wanta is owed trillions of dollars. But along comes the jackals. And who are the jackals? George Bush Sr. and Jr., Bill and Hillary, they knew about this operation, and they knew that Wanta was now basically a billionaire plus. And guess what they did? They took all of the loot, and they to this day still hold it. These people, the Clintons, Don't think these people are just millionaires. They're not. They're trillionaires. So, I'm laying that foundation to continue. Wanta basically destroys the value of the ruble. Russia is on the ropes financially. Along comes Bill Clinton. And now Clinton, the wealthy rulers in Russia, these families, they begin to sell off whatever they can get their grubby hands on to the bankers of the West, to the wealthy in the West in the United States. I think Hillary, she wanted to purchase and make the transportation system in Moscow hers. And by the time of, the late 98, 99, now it was evident that Bill Clinton was going to expand NATO in Europe, Eastern Europe. And Yeltsin, he was sick. I mean, he was this nation that he betrayed. He realized all of a sudden, I think he had a moment where his conscience got him. And this seems to be happening quite often. People in the CIA, in the intelligence agencies, in the deep state are growing a conscience. John F. Kennedy grew a conscience after he became president. He realized he was in war. He was injured in war. There was a movie, PT-109, and he had a back injury. He was on medication for the balance of his life. And he realized the plan of the Rockefeller family to take over territory off the Vietnamese coast to drill for oil, and it meant sending troops, American youth, to Vietnam to let the Chinese and the Vietnamese government know that you don't mess with that family. No matter how ancient you are, how many people you have, when this family wants to develop an oil field, they're going to do it. So Yeltsin, he realizes, and you know that the Clintons, Bill, is a Rockefeller. So he's carrying out his father's and the family's plan in Russia. And Kennedy grew a conscience, and Kennedy said no, he wasn't going to send American youth, the baby boom generation children, to Vietnam, and he got the flu. He got the flu out in the open. So Yeltsin now, 1999, he's been betrayed. The United States didn't want to just buy the wealthy in the West, didn't want to just buy assets in Russia. They had intended to completely eliminate the Russian government, because in Russia, the minerals and the riches and the wealth in the ground is massive. On the surface, coal, timber, etc. In the ground is where the wealth is. And the family wanted the wealth in the ground, the Rockefellers. And so the Rockefeller plan was to completely eliminate that government. And Yeltsin, by this time, he was drinking heavily. By 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he was pretty much toasted. But he did a move that was unbelievable. there was only one individual that Yeltsin knew that understood the history of the U.S., the history of the region, understood World War I, World War II, and most importantly, he understood the two chapters of Pilgrim Society. He understood CIRCO. He knew the senior executive service in this country. He knew about a joint effort out of Europe and America for that was the objective world hegemony. And Yeltsin, on the last day of 1999, December 31st, he appoints Vladimir Putin as Russia's president. Putin became president on the first day of this century because God was going to use Vladimir Putin to make Russia great again. And Vladimir Putin, from day one, because of the extensive background and understanding of geopolitics, of economy, he's a military strategist. He is brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. He and Trump, they may be the presidents of two separate powerful countries, but they understand each other. And Trump now is beginning to... Trump, I think, knows what had happened at the turn of the century. If he doesn't, then he needs to maybe somebody around him can help him. But he does know what happened at the end of the Obama administration with the Obama plan in Ukraine to provoke Russia using the NATO nations. Trump was fully aware of that. And Trump put a halt to it. Donald Trump, it was on hold. Biden comes to power as a CEO of the United States of America, the corporation, not president. Donald Trump is legally still president, but Biden is the CEO. Kamala is the vice chair. 2022, Russia makes the move that was necessary. Firstly, a partnership with China. 20 days later, invasion of the America's military, CIA, in the Ukraine. And from that day, Russia has become, the ruble has gone up, her industry has increased, the economy in Russia is better, the partnership with China, Russia can't sell natural gas to the West, but all that natural gas is going east, and we're watching prophecy in Ukraine being fulfilled also, not just in the Middle East, not just in the United States, not just in China, but in Ukraine with Vladimir Putin. The Present Truth, I'll be back in a few minutes.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know a 2023 survey found that 43% of U.S. adults struggle to afford their health care, with 30% delaying or even skipping medical treatment due to cost concerns? Are you frustrated with health care? Are you paying too much for too little? Are you tired of not having better options?
I'm Michelle with the SBA Co-op. I will help you find a health plan solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits for you and your family. Send me a text or call me anytime at 720-600-7797. Or visit my website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. I look forward to working with you.
Work with Michelle today and get a healthcare solution that is simple, affordable, and tailored just for you. Call her today, 720-600-7797.
Again, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth program, archived on podcast, 1360KHNC.com podcast section, Present Truth site. My contact information is Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. I don't want to jump away from the Leo Wanta story just yet. I don't want to touch and go on this. It's too important. The American people don't understand why Russia, why the Soviet Union vaporized. When Reagan made the comment to Gorbachev, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Gorbachev didn't have a choice. Gorbachev, we didn't understand what Reagan was saying. But you see, Reagan already knew that Leo Wanta had destroyed the value of the ruble. Reagan knew this. This is why he could, and he's some great man. Reagan is some great man because all he's got to do is speak and the wall comes down. No. No, because of Leo Wanta, investing in the rubles internationally and devaluing and buying up the rubles in other countries, the ruble's value went down to zip. And Reagan knew this. And so he tells Gorbachev, bring down this wall. What was Gorbachev going to do? The U.S. now had what do they call it, the royal flush. There's nothing that Gorbachev could have done. Russia was doomed. The Soviet Union vaporized because prophecy must be fulfilled. Russia could not go into the new century with a group, a collective of nations. Russia had, God in Ezekiel 38 and 39 says that Russia will be a nation solo, a powerful nation, so powerful that Russia would be a protector for the other nations in that chapter 38 that will come with Russia in an invasion in the Middle East. But she would have to be powerful on her own. And the way she became powerful was through Vladimir Putin. Now, going back to Lecuona, $27.5 trillion man. I don't know if he's still alive. I know the Clintons had him put in jail. I think he's in jail in Switzerland. I'm going to read the part of the article to you. This was out of investorhub.edvfn.com. Story of Lecuona. He's a legal guardian and trustee on behalf of the people of the United States, according to a 2003 federal court ruling by a courageous judge from Virginia. Wanta has been authorized as a legal guardian of a vast sum of money made from profits at the end of the Cold War, one of the most important stories of our time. Wanta holds a financial key to the vast criminal Illuminati banking network. And he says, with the help of the American people, their system can be destroyed. He said, this was by a Greg Shizmansky. The only thing standing in the way of life and death for Ambassador Lecuona is he knows where the money is hidden. And the Illuminati banksters don't. To this day, to my knowledge, this is 2006. I don't think Wanta's alive anymore. But he hid the money. And who wants it? The Illuminati. And who are Illuminati family? One family in the Illuminati? Bill and Hillary Clinton. The Rockefellers were Illuminati. So he was appointed to this. He was appointed trustee of the large sum of money by Ronald Reagan. $27.5 trillion. This was in 2006 dollars. The federal court case, however, has left federal prosecutors in a perplexed state of mind, as they have not yet officially appealed the ruling, perhaps thinking it's better to let sleeping dogs sleep until they get their cooked ducks or judges in the right government pond. The money remains in limbo. If Wanta returns the money to the U.S. Treasury, it will be immediately hijacked from the people and put into private Illuminati bank accounts, since under the Federal Reserve, the national banking system, there are no laws protecting the American people's money. Reagan intended the money be returned to the American people to be used for roads, schools, and health care. This was according to Wanta in 2006 6 on Shemansky's radio show. During the interview that can be heard by going to blah, 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 Wanta literally blew the lid off the Illuminati World Banking scam, as well as providing detailed information about how Illuminati bankers, with help from the Bush crime family and former President Clinton, have already hijacked $752 billion in what has been called by European investors the biggest bank heist in world history. Beside the large sums of money at stake and the need to revamp the Federal Reserve and national banking laws to protect the public, not private interests, Wanta's story involves undercover intrigue and espionage at the highest levels, providing a mystery story better than any Hollywood movie can offer. So this is who Leo Wanta was. I don't believe he is alive. Where is the $27.5 trillion? It pays off the national debt if we could get our hands on it. Does Trump know about it? Does Trump know about the Wanta story? I believe so. Trump knows more than we could even imagine. Present Truth with Rodriguez.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino radio show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Concrete work is all they know at Veterans Concrete. It's all they've done since 1985. Not only do they use the finest materials and do work that's second to none, but they'll do it at a fair, honest price. So if your mission is concrete work, give these boys a chance to complete it. And I promise you will get the longest lasting concrete anywhere. And that's guaranteed. So if you'd like to get a quote for your next concrete mission, give the boys at Veterans Concrete a call at 303-775-7926. 303-775-7926.
stands the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes.
So, I, you know, Cactus and I will, we'll be out. We'll be out driving, and we're maybe have a day, and we are don't really have much planned, and we'll just think, well, you know, let's take a drive. So we'll just, where to? Go to Torrington, Wyoming. So boom, we're on the way. Saturday afternoon, noon, and we make a 6-7 hour trip. And another day. Where should we go? We were out in Vegas. Let's go out to Death Valley. And we go spring, and we're driving to Pahrump out of Vegas. Beautiful day, not too hot, probably early April. And we're heading west, and we see these beautiful flowers up about waist level. So we pull over, and we go out into the field. And here are these beautiful flowers just blooming at about waist level, and we're just looking in awe. And then down maybe 6 inches below that, or maybe 8 inches below that, there's another level, layer of flowers. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then below that, down halfway or three quarters of the way to the ground, another just a beautiful layer of flowers. And then we get down on our hands and knees, and we have our faces in the dirt, and near the little tiny flowers about the size of the end of a pencil. Beautiful, beautiful, radiating all their glory and splendor to the whole universe. And cars are zipping by, zoom, 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 zoom. And here we are, 30 yards out into the desert, on our hands and knees, just looking at all these beautiful flowers. And the tall flowers at waist level are above our head. So we have a canopy over us and a beautiful floor below us. And we couldn't believe it. We were just in awe. And we get up and we get back in the car, and we're zooming off into Pahrump. And here, all these cars are pulled over, and all these people out in the desert with their heads in the ground walking in this massive, just a beautiful desert. It was that year, in about 2005, I think, where it had rained just perfectly that whole spring and early spring and late winter, and the 100-year cactus were in bloom. We got to see a 100-year cactus. Once every 100 years, they were the size of the blossom was the size of a soccer ball. Beautiful. So that's what we do. We just take off and visit. Well, I decided just to take off with you and take you out into the desert so you can see what is blooming right in front of us in prophecy. And here you have Liawanta. And this man is responsible for ending the Soviet Union as a group of nations. And Reagan knew this the whole time. And here these men, he knocks it out of the park financially. $27.5 billion. Oh, you don't think that the Clintons and the Bushes, these people were licking their chops? Oh, my gosh. Like their great-great-grandfather. So how much is enough? Just a little more. So, Wanta, he says that he was named ambassador from Somalia to Switzerland and to Canada as a cover to arrest Rich. Well, I'm going too far ahead. I'm jumping into the I'm going to have to just So anyhow, he has now this $27.5 trillion that he has raked in, and he alone knows where it is, in whose economy, and where it's hidden. And to this day, the Illuminati, these families, are hunting. They want to know, where is the $27.5 million, well, probably $26 million now, $26 trillion with a T, drawing interest. And I think want to pass away. Better that he leave it buried in bank accounts internationally, better that it's hidden in the ground, than you give it to these snakes. Oh, yeah. And by the way, we're out there in the desert. We're down in the down, looking on our hands and knees at all these beautiful flowers. And then I have a buddy, a friend. He tells me, he says, man, he said, they have a certain kind of a rattlesnake up here, up in the hills to the west of Vegas, and it's a bad one. He said, it's a good thing you didn't get bit. But we didn't even think about that. Cactus and I are still kicking. We'll be back. I will be back.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out, and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone, riders on the storm.
Don't forget, the podcasts are on 1360khnc.com for both hours. The first hour is also on America's Freedom Network. .com, so you can listen to that first hour on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Because Russia, it may be that the war in Ezekiel 38 and 39 may take place this summer. I'm watching to see how quickly Russia, Iran, Turkey, and some of the nations in that northern vicinity between Turkey and Russia, how quickly they partner up, as well as Ethiopia and Libya. If they're pushed, I know that Russia is coming with a vast army, hundreds and hundreds of thousands, along with Turkey, Iran, they're getting a little wordy. They're pushing, saying that now that the truce in Gaza has supposedly occurred, it's not going to happen. Donald Trump is not going to stop that war. He is not going to stop it. It's verboten. He's resisting the hand of God. And Netanyahu, if he decides to yield to Trump's pressure, Netanyahu's going to get in trouble too with the God of Israel. That war Israel must win that war. And now you have within the Netanyahu military, you have these generals that are retiring, that are vacating. God is going to do something. I don't know what. There is some major miracle coming. I don't know what it is. It's going to happen. But Israel is going to increase military activity in Lebanon, Gaza, Syria. Syria is one of the nations that must be punished. Also, the sons of Ishmael, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, they are trying to keep their distance, as well as King Hussein II of Jordan. No, they're not going to keep their distance. Israel is going to be absolutely, totally victorious in this campaign on these nations without and the enemies within. We're watching prophecy, and Israel and Russia's not going to like it. And I'm wondering if Russia can amass this army in the next six, seven months. I don't know. If they don't do it this summer, it will come next summer, next year. So, with this Ezekiel 38 and 39 prophecy concerning Russia, the groundwork has been set, and Russia is, you might say, all the ingredients for the salad, everything needed for this salad is ready and is now being prepared. I'm going to continue the next hour. You want to hear the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey would say, stay put.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.